Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment of Halachos and Ideas of the Seder. A classic idea that's essential for the Seder is that we're not just discussing the experience of the Exodus from Egypt, we're trying to re-experience it. Additionally, we have to realize that the re-experiencing is itself a process. We don't just go one moment we're slaves in Egypt and the next moment we're free and it's all over. There's a general progression. And a fascinating example of both the reenacting for ourselves and the general progression is the four cups at the Seder. Many of you know the famous idea of the four cups is to parallel the four languages of redemption which Hashem uses when talking about taking the Jews out of Egypt. Vahotesi, I will take out, Vitzalti, I will save, v'go'alti, I will redeem, v'lokachti, I will take you as a nation. I just would like to share with you an idea from the Meshech Chachma explaining the progression of these four terms. V'hotseisi, I will take out, he compares to a person who's kind of stuck in a pit, stuck in a swamp, something of that sort. That person needs to be pulled out. That describes the experience of the Jewish people in Egypt in a place of Avodah Zarah, of idol worship. V'hitzalti, and I will save, represents a person being saved from someone trying to kill him. We, of course, know the famous instruction by Paro that all of the Jewish males born should be killed. God saved the Jews from that. The next is v'ga'alti, I will redeem. The Meshech Chachma explains that refers to the experience of a slave being freed from captivity. That, of course, happened to the Jews. Finally, v'lokachti, I'll take you as a nation. It won't only be that you receive freedom from the Egyptians, you become the chosen nation of God. Of course, as is frequently discussed at the Seder, the true culmination of the Exodus is not the departure of Egypt or even the splitting of the sea, rather it's the giving of the Torah at Sinai. Because that is the ultimate moment where God clearly chooses us as his nation. So each of the four cups represents one of these stages. The first cup represents God saving us, pulling us out of the Avodah Zarah environment. The second cup represents God saving our lives. The third cup represents God pulling us out of captivity. And the fourth cup represents God taking us as his nation. It's an interesting way of thinking about the four cups. If we just for a few moments now begin to discuss some of the halachos of the four cups, first of all, it's good to realize that the first cup at the Seder actually serves a dual role. One is it's the first of the four cups, but also it's the Kiddush, which begins this very long Yom Tov meal. Okay, another interesting halacha is how much is each cup supposed to hold and how much is someone supposed to drink from each cup. So the basic halacha is that each cup is supposed to hold a revius. There's a lot of opinions as to what a revius is. Presumably speaking, if someone had a cup which held 4 to 4.5 fluid ounces, they would be perfectly fine in terms of size for Seder cups. Probably could go as small as 3.5 fluid ounces, but 4 to 4.5 fluid ounces is definitely safe. As an aside, there are those who are a little bit more strict when the Seder falls out on Friday night, for the first cup specifically, because the mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night is a Torah mitzvah, so therefore they're more strict regarding the size of the cup. But again, bottom line is 4 to 4.5 fluid ounces should be fine. The nicest thing is to drink a full revius, each of the four cups. That's not an obligation. The basic obligation is to drink the majority of that revius. That's the basic obligation. Now, an interesting question comes up. Let's say someone has a cup that is much larger than revius. Let's say someone has a cup that's 2 reviuses large. What's the minimal obligation for how much to drink? So the standard halach in most contexts is even if someone has a large cup, they would still fill the cup, but they'd only be obligated to drink the majority of a revius. So let's say a little bit more than 2 fluid ounces. There are opinions that say by the Seder that the minimal obligation is to drink the majority of the cup, which would mean that if someone was using a very large cup, they'd be obligated to drink the majority of that cup's contents. We hold la halacha that it's really just the majority of a revius is the minimum obligation, but it would be a good reason to not have an exceptionally large cup. Bottom line, the nicest thing is to drink a full Revias, but the basic obligation is to drink the majority of a Revias. Either way, one has to use a cup which holds Revias, and the cup needs to be full. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.